You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
You're listening to Mornings with Pat Kreitlow on WBZH. I'm Mark Lundeen, and here's what's happening in Hayward today. This is the last day for food to be dropped off at the Sawyer County Courthouse Main Street entrance to help our local food shelves. The food that's being collected is mostly breakfast cereals, pancake mixes, peanut butters and jellies, healthy snack items, mac and cheese, ketchup, mustard, and relishes, canned vegetables and fruits, soups, coffees, pastas, you get the drill. All of these non-perishable, pantry-safe items are being collected at the Sawyer County Courthouse, located on Main Street entrance through the end of the day today, and then they will be distributed to some of the local food shelves, including the Hayward Community Food Shelf, located at 16216 Highway 63 in Hayward. The Northwoods Community Food Pantry is also on their list, and that place will be open today at 10 o'clock. They're located at 11255 North State Highway 2777, just north of the Hayward Hospital. And then Ruby's Pantry will be open every third Thursday of each month from 4 until 6, and they ask for a $25 donation for a couple of baskets full of food. Great opportunity there. And the Lakutere Ojibwe tribe has opened up their food shelf. This is located between Kubi's Coffee and the Credit Union at County Road B and K. The food shelf is open to all LCO tribal members. And today it starts at 12 o'clock until 3. Open Play Northwest Connection Family Resources opening up at 9 o'clock. They're located at 15896 West 3rd Street here in Hayward. Come join your friends or make some new ones while playing with your kids in the children's environment, and a snack will be provided. Again, 9 o'clock, open play at the Northwest Connection Family Resources facility. The North Tattoo Gathering will be happening today through the 16th. Starting at 11 a.m. today. This will be at the Seven Winds Casino Lodge and Conference Center. 3 days of everything tattoo and piercings available right there. Check it out from 11 o'clock today through Sunday till 7 o'clock. The North Tattoo Gathering at the Seven Winds Casino. Girls basketball scrimmage for Solon Springs will be happening at 5 o'clock today at the New Auburn High School. Again, for girls varsity basketball, Solon Springs, 5 o'clock tonight, New Auburn High School. An Indigenous fashion show will be held today at 5 o'clock at the Lakutere Ojibwe University. They're located at 13466 West Trepanier Road here in Hayward. Looking for a stunning showcase of Indigenous artistry where designers share their original creations that blend culture, tradition, and innovation. Lots of different streetwear, contemporary fashion, beadwork, fusion styles, and more. They are also inviting more Native American designers to participate. Again, an Indigenous fashion show from 5 until 7 this evening at the LCO Ojibwe University. Girls varsity basketball for Hayward will be having a game over at Ellsworth Community. This will be at the Osseo Fairchild High School. Again, Hayward High School girls varsity basketball starting today, Osseo Fairchild High School. A sports swap including Nordic ski, bike, and other sports equipment and clothing is happening at the Hayward Wesleyan Church on Saturday. You can drop off equipment for sale starting at 7:30 until 9. At 9 o'clock, the shopping begins until 11 o'clock, and then you can pick up your items after 11:30. Again, this is presented by the Hayward United Soccer Club. More information about this sports swap, you can call 715-699-0131. That's 715-699-0131. This is a sports swap happening at the Hayward Wesleyan Church, located at 10655 Highway 77. This includes Nordic ski equipment, bike equipment, and other sports equipment and clothing. Again, happening Saturday, the sale starts at 9 o'clock. A holiday bazaar will be at the Spider Lake Church Youth Center, located here in Hayward at 11255 Highway 77. Lots of Christmas items, cards, cookies, large gift bags, t-shirts, assorted styles, and small Christmas trees light up the lawn, ornaments, and some lunch is provided. Again, a holiday bazaar at the Spider Lake Church Youth Center here in Hayward on Saturday from 9 until 3. A Christmas in the Northwoods Craft Bazaar will be held in Barnes, Wisconsin on Saturday from 9 until 3. Christmas in the Northwoods is a Christmas bazaar craft sale sponsored by the Barnes VFW Auxiliary and is taking place in five different locations, including the Barnes VFW Post, Town Hall, Ambulance Building, Coffee Cup, and the Cedar Lodge Steakhouse. For more information or to register as a vendor, call Tam at 715-795-2402. 715-795-2402 for the Christmas in the Northwoods Bazaar. You've been listening to WBZH Hayward Today, local report on mornings with Pat Kreitlow. To stay up to date with everything in the Hayward Lakes area, download the Civic Media app and click on WBZH in the station listings. Coming up after local news and information, Pat Kreitlow returns. I'm Mark Lundeen, and I'll be back here in 20 minutes on Buzz of the North. It's 6:59.
You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
Welcome back, everyone, to the Front Porch. Joel and Gray, Friday. Oh.
Yes.
How we doing?
Different from 30 seconds ago.
Oh, well, we're getting into week 10 of the football season, is it? Week 10?
Is it? Yes. Yep.
With the byes, it's hard to figure that stuff. So we'll talk hardcore football a little bit here. Our final segment of the week, Hayward at 7:52 will be all football. But before we delve into that, I want to jump back into the penny a little bit, because we talked about the penny had its last run in Philadelphia,
Yep.
On Wednesday. So the last, I'm not sure how long that took to do it, but that's it. No more making pennies. We're done with that.
I just, you know, my first question, are they ramping up the nickels? Like, are we compensating for this loss in a foolish way? That'd be the American way.
There's going to be some repercussions from this that we didn't think about.
Okay.
There's going to be something that we're just like, oh, well, we never thought about that.
Are you telling me some facts have sunk in over the last 24 hours?
No, nothing. But it's going to happen.
I could have sworn you were driving to a point, but here we are.
But here's my question to you now. So how do we mentally handle the penny now? Are we hoarding it? Are we renting a storage unit out in Springbrook and just dumping pennies in there, hoping someday they'll be valuable?
That's a good question. I can't quite imagine it, because, you know, the funny thing is they're being hoarded by default because people just don't use them.
There's jars and jars of them.
Yeah, you hoard pennies by accident just as a matter of using cash. Like, I've got a little glass jar by the door that I drop things in when I get home so I don't have coins in my... I've got one in my office. So when I go get lunch, if I pay cash, like I rid myself of coins. So they're sitting in pockets throughout my whole life.
My parents always had the big brown jug. I don't know what used to be in it. And that's where the pennies all went in there and it would fill up. I don't have a penny jar. I've got a coin jar. Then when it fills up, I take it down to the bank. They give me 70, 80 bucks. And then we use that on a vacation or something like that. Pennies to me, I think are going to be like the cassette. And they're going to be like the 8-track tape, and they're going to be like the vinyl albums. There's just too many of them for them ever to be valuable, except that rare one. I mean, there's a rare collector one that's valuable. I think there's just too many of them. People just move on, just whatever. Just are we bending over and picking up pennies anymore? I'm very confused.
Yes, I think so. Confused. You know what? If the closest parallel, the $2 bill. They're going to get the $2 bill treatment. And it like right now, $2 bills, you get one from your aunt or your grandma, and they feel special. And then you find out, it's like the last Tooth Fairy or Santa Claus moment. It's when you find out that $2 bills are still printed. They're not rare. They're just weird and useless. So
yeah,
like,
I know.
It kind of stings. So, like, I'm picturing myself in the year 2075. I'm 81 years old, and I give my grandkids a penny for every birthday because they don't make these anymore, and I've got thousands.
It's like the 50-cent piece and the silver dollar. Well, we're not.
But so much worse.
We're not clear whether they're making them or not. We're not sure when someone gives one to us that we should say thank you or what are you doing or who do you think I am? I'm not sure. There's a lot of different responses to
this.
If
inflation continues on its current trend, that penny might mean they owe the government when I give it to them by that point. So it's just, this is going to be a fantastic, it's going to be like a million Zimbabwe dollars. Just, wow, this is totally useless.
The fact that the younger generation, when they get to be older, to retirement age, the conversation about the penny, what it will be.
I just know whatever it is, it's going to be an opportunity for me to feel old. I've been thinking in these terms lately, like I'm in the ripe old age of 31, but there have been significant things. You know, of course, I was alive. I remember the day of 9/11. I'll probably get asked about that one a good bunch if I have grandkids.
Yeah.
That's definitely going to be up there. What else? You know, then from there, it kind of becomes open to speculation, but the penny is going to be a really easy one to go back to because it's not going to scare or offend anybody. And I'll get to tell myself it's interesting, even though it's totally not. Like, that's going to be a mark of my age one day, is the penny. The internet, you know, I remember when YouTube didn't have ads, I'll tell them. And of course, YouTube will be running the country by then. So,
well, you know, and old music sources used to have the value because music only existed on tape or a record form. And then, of course, the MP3 and the internet came. And now the reason why that stack of old albums in your basement isn't worth anything is because I can go to YouTube and click and just listen to it. I don't have to. People say, "Oh, this doesn't have the crackling of the record on it." Well, you know what? It does. It does have the crackling of the record on it.
Kids gather around the fire. Let Grandpa tell you about the iPhone 1 and its predecessor, the iPod Nano that Grandpa had. You know, it's going to be the silliest thing. But that's what it's going to be. You know what I think of often is video games in nursing homes. There's going to be a $500 solution to a lot of boredom, I think, but it's probably going to create problems in some ways. Like, there are already people preparing for and probably dealing with this kind of thing, but there's going to be more and more of it. You know, it's 30 to 50 years away, but I can tell you're just awash with ideas now that this has been presented to you. What are you thinking?
Well, years ago, my wife said to me, she said, "If you're ever in a nursing home, Word Up by Cameo is going to be coming out of your room at the nursing home." I said, "Yeah, probably." Word up.
You know, I'm just picturing people just shouting Caribbean Queen. Like, it's just like, oh, he's doing it again.
I've heard stories of things that I have an uncle who was drag racing his friend down the hall of a nursing home and almost got kicked out of the nursing home for doing it. So I could see it.
He must have won the race.
Yeah, I mean, he's a little bit, obviously he's 15, 20 years older than me, but it's another generation down. It's going to come down, and we're going to have brap remote control trucks going down.
I figure there's a reason wheelchairs have brakes and no gas pedals, and we should take that as a lesson.
How do we get from pennies to this.
Organically, Joel, it was a beautiful process, and we'll never pull it off again.
So pennies are being eliminated, and you're going to be seeing this when you go to retail stores eventually. You're already seeing it at, I think, Quick Trip and others, where they're automatically, if you're paying cash, they just go up or down, and it probably all balances out in the end anyway.
So it's finally worth it to learn rounding in second grade.
Yes, and pay attention. Bring that calculator. Get that calculator out on your phone. You could save yourself pennies at a
time.
On your iPhone 1.
Calculator.
We'll talk football, our final segment, Hayward, of Joel and Gray here on the front porch. It is 7:29 here on WBZA. Back on the front porch, Hayward, Joel, and Gray, and I hope you have a good weekend planned. This could be a good weekend of football, Gray.
It is. It is.
Oh, that noontime slot. That noontime slot. We got the Packers taking on Jameson Winston, who's just a little bit giddy. Yeah, I don't know if you heard the clip from Mike Clemens in the last couple of days. Jameson Winston is a little bit giddy about getting to start for the Giants.
He's playing for the greatest city in the world, as he put it,
which
I believe is a reference to Hamilton. Before you do it again, it's Jameis Winston.
Jameis.
You did it twice, otherwise I was just going to let it go.
Jameis.
I was like, oh,
yeah. Jameis Winston.
So, of course, Jameis Winston, the infamous only quarterback ever to throw 30 touchdowns and 30 picks in the same season.
Yeah.
I mean, like, that guy's
5,000 yards.
That guy's got a lot going on. Okay, Mike Evans was involved in that one. So he's not going to get bailed out this time. But I am very interested. The phrase I learned very recently and have been overusing since then, like a 13-year-old, is dead cat bounce. Apparently, it's like an investing term. If there's like a stock price or something that's just plummeting, sometimes for a few reasons, it'll kind of pop back up for a second, and then it'll start plummeting again. And they call that a dead cat bounce. I'd Google it if you want to. But I learned that because people are saying that the Giants are going to experience that. Like, they've lost everybody. They don't have Jackson Dart this week. They don't have Malik Nabers. They don't have Cam Scataboo. And they just fired their head coach.
Right.
But for some reason, this is going to be the game they win, is against the Packers. And I'm terrified that that's true, because the Packers are Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Jekyll at this point. It's like, what is going on with these guys?
Well, Winston hasn't played much, so he's got to be healthy. You have a feeling that he's going to throw his body around out there, that he's going to take off and do whatever he can, right?
He is. And he's proven in the past that that does both good and horrible things. So I'm just hoping. That's basically it right there, is that Jameis is still Jameis, first of all, and second of all, the Packers can capitalize on that. Coop punching that ball out of Jalen Hurts' hands on Monday was like the greatest thing I've seen all season, because the Packers are near the bottom of the league, if not last, in takeaways. Totally opposite what was happening last year, and we realized that if Xavier McKinney doesn't get 5 picks in 5 games, we kind of stink at getting any takeaways.
I'm gonna make a hot take here. You ready for this?
Hit me with it.
All right. If the Packers don't turn the Giants over more than once on Sunday, I think they're gonna lose.
Ooh.
That means because you know Winston's gonna throw the ball probably 40 times.
Yeah.
So if you don't get at least more than one turnover, he's good enough. Obviously, he's shown he can move. He can throw the ball. He can do stuff.
Yeah. But he'll also pull a Jordan Love and throw that boneheaded interception for absolutely no reason.
Right.
And he'll do that. Like, that's just it. That's what I mean by we still need Jameis to be Jameis. But even if he is, the Packers are going to be dropping interceptions and such. Like, they've got to be prepared. And they've got to be prepared for a lights out game. Like you say, he could, you know, maybe this is the best game of his career, which I just really hope isn't the case. But have we seen him in the Giants offense outside of preseason? I don't think so.
No.
Yeah. So the Giants offense just got a major upheaval. There's just too many question marks that are probably fine. Yeah. Oh, that's terrifying. I have anxiety over this game.
He's going to be hopping and skipping out on the field and the entrance song plays. He's bouncing around like his son is with him. And he's looking at his son like, hey, this is a great city. We're going to go have some fun.
I think it was Mina Kimes who said, please just Giants mic him up. Please mic him up. And I agree. He is the personality.
He's to the point now where he's appreciative of everything football has given him. He's made a lot of money. And now he's just like, I'm just going to go have some fun and try not to hurt myself too bad.
Right. And, well, I wonder, that's kind of how I view him too. But I've been finding myself wondering, is he going to go play himself into a new job?
Yeah.
Which, again, it's just anxiety is all it is. So we'll see. Their defense is intact, though they were weirdly ineffective last week. Brian Burns finally didn't get home, and he's up near the top of the league in sacks right now. and buoying my fantasy team too. Thanks, Brian. But he can't go a second week with another underperformance. The same can be said of Micah Parsons and the actually not Micah. I don't know why I went for Micah. I'm just thinking of pass rushers. It's the Packers offense. They got to get it rolling.
And the other noon slot involving an NFC North team, the Bears at the Vikings. And I think that all Packer fans, I think should be rooting for the Bears to win this game and go 7-3 and put the Vikings at 4-6, and the Vikings' chances of making the playoffs are very little.
Right.
I don't think that's going to happen. I think the Vikings played a horrible game last week, 13 penalties and 3 turnovers, and they almost still had a chance at the end. So I think the Vikings win this one at home. But if the Bears can pull it off, the Bears are going to lose some divisional games down the stretch. I don't think they're a 6-3, 7-3 team. So I think the Bears lose, go 6-4. The Vikings go 5-5, and then all the divisional games from here in are for all the marbles, basically.
I don't know, man. we're one game away from a completely different landscape than what you just described. You know, I don't disagree with your logic, but the conclusions, if one of those situations shakes out a little bit differently, it all looks a lot different. Small changes make big differences when the division is as tight as it is. And the Bears are showing that they are, like, they're hanging right now with they're outperforming the Packers these last few games. Not that I think that they would necessarily win their divisional matchup. We'll see one way or the other soon.
But their schedule hasn't been as tough.
True.
So we'll see. And the Lions are at the Eagles Sunday night. Ooh. So Lions at Eagles. I mean, you got to like the Eagles because they're looking better. I think it'll be a good game. But let's say the Lions lose that game and they fall to 7-6-4. And the Bears lose, and Packers are back in first place if they can pull off that game against the Giants. It's going to flip-flop every week.
The only guarantee is good football.
It's going to be fun to watch. You got those two noon slots and then the Lions on Sunday night. And just some key divisional matchups coming down down the stretch.
I'm so anxious. My anxious posture over this.
The Lions and Packers on Christmas Day at noon. It's going to be a big one.
Christmas or Thanksgiving?
I'm sorry. Thanksgiving.
We're the Thanksgiving game again.
Thanksgiving Day.
Do we play him? I think we might play in Christmas too.
I think the Christmas games are still TBD.
TBDs, yeah. Like the last three games, I think, are. So there could be a lot of fluidity there. Of course, prime time if you're good and noon if you're not.
So Joel's prediction, Vikings win at home. Eagles beat the Lions at home. Packers and Giants, I'm scared. I won't put one single last penny on that game.
Anything's possible.
Well, maybe one penny because they're not worth anything anymore, right?
Canceled.
Philadelphia, pennies have been canceled. Have a good weekend, Gray.
I'm going to go tweet incriminating facts about a penny.
Got Pat Kreitlow coming back in next year. On your Friday morning, it is 7:59 here on the Buzz of the North.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
You're listening to Mornings with Pat Kreitlow on WBZH. I'm Mark Lundeen, and here's what's happening in Hayward today. With me in the studio today is Paul Wharton of Horse Spirit. Good morning, sir. How you doing?
I'm doing fine, thank you, Mark.
Good, good. Now, Horse Spirit, how long has this been around, and what was the original mission for it to begin?
Well, before Horse Spirit became officially Horse Spirit, back in 2008, Lenny and Sandy Sheehan had gotten a grant from the LCO tribe to work with at-risk youth.
Okay.
And that went on for about 5 years. And then they decided that they wanted to do something for the veterans. They had a very successful boarding facility, but they knew they couldn't have people there while they were working with the veterans because of HIPAA.
Okay.
So they closed down their boarding facility and only kept one boarder, and that was me. Because I had worked with equine therapy programs in the past, and they needed someone to be their first guinea pig to be a mentor. Because the whole idea was when someone went through the program, that they would come back as mentors for the next group of coming through.
Okay, yeah.
So they started a 6-week program primarily for veterans. Now, for years, programs like this were trying to get the VA to support them.
Yeah.
And the VA said, well, we'll only do it if it can be replicated or you can quantify that it's effective. because there's a lot of data that said equine therapy was working,
yeah.
But the medical profession says, well, we really need something a little more definitive.
Yeah.
Well, it turns out the VA had an addendum written by two doctors, Dr. Malone and Wharton. The latter was my daughter, and it had a 10-week program, including things that would be asked by a psychiatrist or a social worker.
Yeah.
And so it could be replicated. And in order to make sure it could be quantified, what our program, along with 11 other programs were doing, we were using something called the Quality of Life Inventory. Out of the 250 that we initially sent in, only one said that the program had not improved his or her life. And that young lady was under a doctor's care. And ironically, about 2 months ago, she contacted me and said, when's the program starting up again? I want to go back through it again.
Yeah.
So I think we still have 100%.
Yeah. What is it about this type of therapy that works so well? What is it about a horse that does this?
Well, a horse is a prey animal. So it's always aware of its surroundings.
Yeah.
So it knows pretty much how you feel. In other words, when you're there, if you're having a bad day, a horse will have nothing to do with you. Okay? And one of the things we used to do, we would put a veteran on the horse.
Yeah.
And we'd ask him or her, we're going to ask you 4 questions, and we want you to lie about one of them. And these are questions like, how old are you? How many kids you have? Are you married? Whatever.
Yeah.
And we'll tell you which is the lie.
Okay.
We never miss, because the horse always picks up on something, whether it's your heart or, you know, or quivering your leg or whatever it happened to be. The horse, we can always tell its ears move, its eyes do something. And we can say, that's the lie. And because the horses are so aware.
Wow.
And, you know, if you go to our website, WisconsinHorseSpirit.org, there are a number of testimonials on there.
Yeah.
And several of them talk about how they relate to the horses.
Yeah.
When you get there and we teach them how to groom the horse. And when you're there grooming the horse, you could care less about all the stress in your life. You're just worrying about getting the dirt off the damn horse.
Yeah.
You know, there's something about working with a horse, and the horse, they just know you. And when I come out, one of the therapy horses is my personal horse.
Okay.
And when I go out there and see Mojo, you know, he sees me, he comes running over. Now, he's not like a dog. He doesn't live at my house and everything.
Yeah, right.
But he, you know, he comes, nuzzles up to me, and he knows I'm not sure he loves me or knows how I have treats in my pocket or a combination of the two. So it's just something about being around the horse that just makes all that stuff melt away.
Yeah.
And I want to give a shout out to the people who support us.
Yeah.
We're supported by the local veterans organizations. That's the Springbrook and Hayward VFWs, the American Legion, the Vietnam Veterans of America, and the AMVETS, as well as the Hayward Vet Center. We've gotten a grant from Embridge. They were very supportive of us.
Yeah. Yeah.
And, of course, Leading Edge Veterinary Services, where we actually hold our sessions. Dr. Ed Metcalf has been very generous to allow us to use the facility and even provides us with several horses that we use.
Wow. Yeah, that's awesome. And this, besides veterans, this works very well for at-risk youth.
Oh, yeah. We've done first of all, do families and first responders. We did at-risk youth. We had one session, which I still vivid in my mind, with the Hayward School System. It was a bunch of what they called at-risk youth. Some had autism, some didn't. And we had 4 girls, 2 boys. And one of the exercises we did, Lenny Sheehan came up with this idea. We had 2 kids on each horse, and we had them paint one side of the horse with a picture, and they had to describe it to the kid on the other side, but not just say, oh, it's a sun, but I have a thing that's yellow. And you know.
Yeah.
And so when they were done, we had to see if the other kid could do what the other child was describing. Well, the first 2 girls did a pretty good job. The second 2 girls, not so much. I have no idea what the boys were doing. It was like some Picasso painting or something like that.
Yeah.
And when it was all over, the kids had to then wash the horse because it was now covered with watercolors, and they had to wash the horse down. They had a great time, and the teacher said, can we bring the horses back to the school? You could have heard a pin drop.
So where do people go to find more information about Horse Spirit?
You can go to 2 places. We have a Facebook page, Wisconsin Horse Spirit. Or you can go to our website, WisconsinHorseSpirit.org. And on our Facebook page, we list all the events that we have coming up.
Okay. Well, Paul, thank you so much for coming in and talking about Horse Spirit. I hope to get out there myself sometime.
Oh, we look forward to having you anytime. Just, all right. You know where to find me.
You bet. All right. Thank you, Paul.
Thanks, Mark.
You've been listening to WBZH Hayward Today, local report on Mornings with Pat Kreitlow. To stay up to date with everything going on in the Hayward Lakes area, download the Civic Media app and click on WBZH in the station listings. Coming up after local news and information, Pat Kreitlow returns. I'm Mark Lundeen, and I'll be back with more Hayward information Monday morning. It's 8:29.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.